Today is Saturday, December 21st, 2024, and you are listening to the World Socialist Website. Elon Musk Promotes the Global Fascist Right by Joseph Kishore. Elon Musk, the wealthiest person in the world, owner of Tesla, SpaceX, and the social media platform X, is leveraging his staggering fortune, approaching $500 billion, to finance and promote fascist forces throughout the world. On Friday, Musk endorsed Germany's neo-Nazi Alternative for Deutschland in elections scheduled for early next year. Quote, "Only the AfD can save Germany," Musk declared in a statement posted on X. Alex Weidel, the AfD's candidate for chancellor, responded enthusiastically, "You are perfectly right," adding that, quote, "Socialist former chancellor Angela Merkel ruined our country," and, quote, "The Soviet European Union," end quote, "was destroying Germany." The AfD, founded 11 years ago, is a vicious anti-immigrant and anti-refugee party. Björn Höcke, head of the party in the state of Thuringia, has been found guilty of using Nazi slogans and, according to a court ruling, can be called a fascist. Höcke and other leading members have trivialized the crimes of the Third Reich and called for an end to a culture of, quote, "shame" over the Holocaust. In 2018, AfD leader Alexander Gauland referred to Hitler and the Nazis as, quote, "just a speck of bird shit in over 1,000 years of successful German history." Capitalizing on the widespread hatred for the establishment parties of the German ruling class, including the Social Democratic Party, SPD, and the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, the AfD has made significant gains in recent years. In September, it became the first far-right party to win a state election in Thuringia since the Nazi period. Musk's intervention in German politics followed a meeting this week at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort with Nigel Farage, the leader of Britain's fascistic Reform UK party, and the party's treasurer, Nick Candy. According to Farage, they discussed with Musk strategies for, quote, "saving the West." The two leaders of the Reform UK party issued a statement following the meeting declaring, quote, "We learned a great deal about the Trump ground game and will have ongoing discussions on other areas." A more immediate issue of concern for Farage was the prospect that Musk could donate £100 million or $127 million to the party, which, if it goes through, would be the largest political donation in the UK by far. Among the other fascists and neo-Nazis that Musk has befriended is Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, with whom Musk has met repeatedly since she came to power in 2022. Meloni's Brothers of Italy party traces its origins to Mussolini. In the Western Hemisphere, Musk has championed far-right Argentine President Javier Milei, whom both Musk and Trump have held up as a model for the policy of a second Trump administration. Musk has praised the, quote, "Malay model," which aims to dismantle public services, labor protections, and all regulations on corporate exploitation. Musk's promotion of the fascist right corresponds to his own political proclivities, which go back to his family background in apartheid South Africa. In the process of emerging as Trump's main financial and political backer, Musk has embraced what he called, quote, "dark MAGA," while utilizing his ownership of X to systematically promote far-right and neo-Nazi individuals and groups. The central role of Musk in promoting the growth of the far-right throughout the world underscores a more fundamental political point. Billionaires are toxic to democracy. The capitalist oligarchy has amassed unimaginable wealth at the expense of the working class. The world's 10 richest individuals, 9 of them Americans, now collectively hold $2.1 trillion, a sum greater than the GDP of most nations. In the United States, the re-election of Trump, as the WSWS has noted, signifies the violent realignment of political forms to correspond with social reality. The government that will come to power on January 20th is a government of, by, and for the oligarchy, committed to a policy of destroying social programs and vastly increasing the exploitation of the working class. But the same processes are evident in every major capitalist country. The capitalist ruling elite has spent trillions bailing out the rich. The imperialist powers have initiated a new global war which requires the subordination of all society to militarism. The political corollary is the turn to fascism. The growth of the far right is driven not by broad popular support for dictatorship and an assault on immigrant workers and refugees. Rather, extreme right neo-fascist parties are able to benefit from 1. The support of significant sections of the capitalist oligarchy, and 2. The absence within the political establishment of any expression of the interests of the broad mass of the population. The response of the nominally, quote, left parties to the promotion of the far right is not opposition, but adaptation and capitulation. The defense of the rights of the working class requires a frontal assault on the wealth and privileges of the capitalist oligarchy. As WSWS International Editor Board Chairman David North remarked on Friday, quote, Musk's use of his wealth to finance fascist leaders and their parties testifies to the relevance of the demand raised by Trotsky in the founding program of the Fourth International for the, quote, expropriation of separate groups of capitalists, end quote. Quote, the socialist program of expropriation, Trotsky wrote, i.e., of political overthrow of the bourgeoisie and liquidation of its economic domination should in no case during the present transitional period hinder us from advancing, when the occasion warrants, the demand for the expropriation of several key branches of industry vital for national existence or of the most parasitic group of the bourgeoisie. End quote. In the case of Musk, the occasion certainly warrants. The response of the working class to Musk and his global conspiracy to promote dictatorship and fascism must be the fight for the expropriation of his wealth, along with the wealth of all the capitalist oligarchs, built up through the exploitation of millions of people. The defense of the most basic democratic rights depends on it. House Democrats join majority of Republicans in passing Elon Musk-approved government funding bill by Jacob Cross. On Friday, the House of Representatives appeared to avert a prolonged government shutdown by voting to pass a stripped-down budget bill that would keep the U.S. government funded through March 14, 2025. As of this writing, the, quote, continuing resolution, CR, is being debated in the U.S. Senate ahead of a 12:01 a.m. Saturday deadline. The budget resolution passed the House in a lopsided bipartisan vote after it received approval from the world's richest man, Elon Musk, who said on X before the vote, quote, the Speaker did a good job here, given the circumstances. It went from a bill that weighed pounds to a bill that weighed ounces, end quote. Following Musk's tweet, the vote in the House was 366-34, with not a single Democratic representative voting against the bill. All 34 Republicans who opposed it are on the fascist right and rejected it for not cutting enough from social programs that benefit the working class and retired people. Notably, the legislation does not include a suspension or rise in the debt ceiling, a core demand of President-elect Donald Trump 2 days ago. As of this writing, several hours after the House bill was passed, Trump has yet to issue a statement on social media. Earlier in the day, he posted that if, quote, there is going to be a shutdown of the government, let it begin now, under the Biden administration, not after January 20th, under Trump. This is a Biden problem to solve, but if Republicans can help solve it, they will, end quote. On Wednesday, Musk and Trump intervened to tank the initial budget proposal, which had been agreed to by Johnson and Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. At that time, Trump threatened to challenge the renomination of any Republican who voted for the proposal because it did not include raising the debt ceiling. In order to enact more sweeping tax cuts for the wealthy and his corporate backers, Trump is proposing an extension of his 2017 multi-trillion-dollar tax cut for the rich that will greatly increase the national debt, even with substantial cuts to social programs. In opposition to the previously agreed-to resolution, Musk and Trump proposed a new CR, which included many cuts to programs previously championed by the Democrats, while also suspending the debt limit until 2026. This proposal failed on Thursday after virtually every Democrat and most far-right Republicans voted against it, after it appeared a government shutdown was likely on Friday afternoon. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson from Louisiana revealed a third iteration of the continuing resolution that mirrored Thursday's bill without the debt limit suspension. The bill includes $100 billion in financial support to address disasters fueled by climate change, several billions of which will be allocated to military installations located throughout the southeast United States that were ravaged by hurricanes earlier this year. Addressing the media after the vote in the House, Speaker Johnson pointed to the immense role Trump and the unelected billionaire Musk played in the negotiations. Johnson said he, quote, was in constant contact with President Trump throughout this process, and that he, quote, spoke with him most recently about 45 minutes ago. He knew exactly what we were doing and why. Johnson then revealed, quote, Elon Musk and I talked within about an hour ago, and we talked about the extraordinary challenges of this job, and I said, hey, do you want to be Speaker of the House? I don't know. He said this may be the hardest job in the world. I think it is. Johnson added, quote, we are going to unify this country, and we are going to bring the America First agenda to the people in January. End quote. Friday's stripped-down resolution does not contain several proposals that Democrats had previously championed that benefit working-class families. This includes an authorization to reimburse states with citizens who were victims of food stamp theft. The Washington Post reported that the program had served more than 300,000 households since being initiated in 2023, paying states $150 million. The Musk-approved bill also stripped out a series of reforms that concerned pharmacy benefit managers, PMBs. Benefit managers are the, quote, middlemen, who negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies and then charge the government. The bill would have ended the practice of PBMs, quote, spread pricing, which gives PBMs the ability to charge programs like Medicaid more than they pay the pharmacy for the prescription, allowing them to keep the difference as profit. The resolution also stripped out the Gabriella Miller Kids First Research Act, named after a 10-year-old Virginia girl who died from an inoperable brain tumor. The Post reported that the bill was first signed into law by President Barack Obama and had, quote, historically drawn bipartisan support. Since its passage a decade ago, some $125 million has been spent on pediatric cancer research. Politico reported on Friday that despite the stripping of this and several other measures previously supported by the Democrats, Senate Majority Leader Schumer was, quote, confident the Senate would pass the budget bill, quote, as soon as possible. Schumer told the media outlet that while the bill, quote, does not include everything Democrats fought for, it still had, quote, major victories. While the current president, Joe Biden, has yet to issue a statement or even post on social media about the intervention of Musk and the possibility of a government shutdown, Politico reported that the White House approved the new CR bill. If the Senate does not send the resolution to Biden's desk by midnight Friday, the U.S. government will begin a partial shutdown. It is likely the bill will become law by Monday morning, but if it does not, furloughs could begin for more than 2 million workers. This includes over 400,000 Department of Defense employees, over 55,000 at the Department of Treasury, and 93%, or over 17,000 workers, at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. Thousands of workers at the Securities and Exchange Commission, Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services, Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Education, and the Smithsonian Institute, among many other government departments, could also be laid off or have their paychecks delayed. That Biden remained and continues to remain silent, even amid the threat of over a million workers being laid off before the holiday, is a testament to the level of, quote, resistance the Democratic Party will put forward in the coming period. While Musk constantly incites Republicans and fascists on his social media platform, the Democrats do nothing to rouse popular opposition to the rule of the oligarchs. Instead, as Friday's vote demonstrates, the Democrats are more than willing to work with Trump, Musk, and far-right Republicans to approve legislation that eliminates social and science programs that benefit workers and their families. In the last month, Democrats from California Representative Ro Khanna to nominally independent Senator Bernie Sanders have pledged to work with Musk's, quote, Department of Government Efficiency to, quote, reform the government. Also today on the World Socialist website, Trump and Republicans threatened Liz Cheney with criminal prosecution as Georgia election interference case crumbles. Workers in Staten Island, New York, join Amazon strike. Israel targets Gaza refugee camp and kills more than 100 in 2 days. As NATO doubles down on war offensive against Russia, Brussels and Berlin demand more rearmament and a war economy. IG Metall approves 35,000 job cuts and billions in wage reductions at VW. For these articles and more, visit wsws.org. This has been Julian James.
The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.